Michael, victory against Cork and the qualifiers, you seen that one out Tuesday?
Aye, good. I suppose a good response, never easy coming off the back of a provincial defeat, you know, but the reaction has been very good over the last couple of weeks. Yeah. And you know, we knew we needed to respond a lot better than we did in other years maybe. Yeah. Having maybe, you know, when going to Croke Park we maybe faltered and stuttered and stammered, you know, but that just, I suppose, mentally the reaction was very good. You know, out there today, the performance wasn't brilliant. It's nothing, I suppose, Dublin are going to be too feared about, but at the end of the day, for us, it was about getting back on track again. I think we've achieved that aim.
Yeah. Very much different game to what we've seen in the Ulster final, a very much more open game here at Croke Park.
Yeah, that's it, and that's what the Championship tends to throw up, you know. It can throw up, you know, these type of games. Obviously, teams can be a bit tentative, and maybe today, you know, even though there was a big scoreline showing there, you know, it was still fairly helter-skelter and fairly hard, and it was very, very difficult in its own way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just delighted, I suppose, when the game was in the melting pot, you know, midway through the second half, that, you know, we stood up and we achieved what we came down here to do, which was to get back on track again and to get into an All-Ireland quarter-final.
Yeah. I mentioned your forward partner, Paddy McBurty, 11 points today, a sensational performance.
Absolutely phenomenal. You know, he's just as brilliant. You train alongside him there and just you see the kind of ability that he has, you know, the speed, the skill, the power, the pace. You know, he's an all-round package and he's a joy to play with there today. And you know, he's been doing that week in, week out for us. He's really, really taking the lead up there, and it's, as I say, a huge, huge performance by him today. And I suppose at the end of the day, it was him that got us over the line, you know.
Yeah. You held Cork scoreless for long periods in that game. Did you just feel threatened by them at any stage, maybe apart from early in the first half, Michael?
Aye, definitely. Come here, as I say, Cork have too many good footballers not to have a patch in the game themselves. They did that throughout the first half and in a way controlled large periods of the first half. You know, we hung in there. We responded fairly decently after they got a goal, and we managed to chip on throughout the end of that first half. And thankfully, in the second half, we managed to get a couple of back-to-back scores, which is key because it was kind of nip-tuck and it was a score for score for a while there. And put together maybe a bit of a period where we got a couple of bit of dominance around and we got our hands on the ball, and it was important to do.
Yeah. And you've got Dublin next weekend, so it's going to be a hard week, is it, putting on the training now before you take on the Dubs in a week's time?
Yeah, huge game. As I say, that was the goal coming down here today. We wanted to get back on track, like what would happen if you had maybe won a provincial final. You would have been in the exact same scenario that we're in now, coming down the road, you know, coming back down to Dublin, coming out down to Croke Park for the first time in a while. That was the aim. We achieved that goal. Coming up now against Dublin, you know, everybody knows what Dublin bring to the table. Well, I suppose they're very, very difficult to analyse in terms of the amount of powers that they bring, you know, from their defence right through up their midfield and through up to their attack. You know, they're a phenomenal, well-oiled machine that have been there and done it over the last number of years. But you know, at the end of the day, we'll get back up into Donegal, we'll get recovered up, we'll try and get the bodies as fresh as possible, and we'll push forward again, and we'll come back down the road, and we'll try our best again for the county.
Is the short period of a 7-day turnaround worrying for you, is it?
That's what you train for all year. You know, you want to get your body in a condition that it can play these games, that it can play back-to-back games, whether that be in the National League or whether that be in the Championship. We knew this year was going to be slightly different with a couple of back-to-back games or games maybe every second week, and that's what the training was geared for all year, so I think we're fairly fit enough for that. Time will tell. As I say, we're going to get back up, we're going to get under the pool, and we're going to get recovered up now and get back up home to Donegal, get back out in the training pitch and prepare as best we can for Dublin.
Yeah, just finally, that's a confidence boost there now for you after today?
Yeah, come here. As I say, I don't think again, likewise, when a bad result doesn't go your way, you think it's completely and utterly negative. I don't think it was that way at all. Obviously, getting beaten in the provincial final is a real, real downer, but I don't think the performance was as bad as people maybe making out to be. And likewise today, I don't think it'll be as good as people are making out to be. You find that happy medium, and I think we're long about to know ourselves where we are and where we need to get to. And you know, we know that now over the coming week, and to come down here today for the minors to win, for the seniors to win, has been fantastic. And I suppose for the Donegal support to come down in the numbers that they did is fantastic too. They followed us through thick and through thin throughout the whole year, and we appreciate that as a squad of players, and please God we can get them down again next week and we can give them something to cheer about.